on the Big Sports Breakfast. This rugby union update is for On Deck Small Business Loans. On Deck, the small business loan specialists that actually want to lend to Australian small businesses.
Well, for our weekly rugby chat with our expert, Matty Burke, who's just arrived in Canada. G'day, Burkey.
Boys, good morning or good afternoon where I am right now, mate. Literally just picked up a bag off the carousel. So I'm over here for about 4 or 5 days, 4 days at least thereabouts, doing some stuff with Canada Rugby, which is great. They're on the move over here, having a great old time. It was an association from a way back. And I get to spend a little time over here, so it's fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it is. We've got you, actually, you can't see, but we've got you done up in a little Mounties outfit, mate.
It suits you, Burke.
It does suit you, actually.
Yeah, looks great.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'll take that. I thought it might have been a Waratahs outfit after last week's performance. You never know.
It's the hat that makes it, and I think that might be an outfit for the Channel 10 news reading.
If the doors are still open there.
It's not like one of those ones of the Canadian Mounties one. Absolutely. The red and the black stripes.
Yeah,
that's it.
Red, black suit. Yeah.
It could be a bedroom outfit as well, Burke.
Oh, come on.
You'd only borrow it from your outfit there, but wouldn't you, Slats? I
go the Air Force. I reckon that's pretty good.
Now, Burkey, mate, your old club, all-time low, New South Wales, losing to the Kings. We were joking about the Kings last weekend this time.
Yeah, but, exactly right.
Look, they're outsiders. They travel up to Suncorp Stadium. They take on the Reds. Stephen Moore comes back for the Queensland Reds, which is significant as the hooker. Nick Phipps will actually be the starting halfback for the Waratahs. Tab.com.au, they say the Queensland Reds, the banjo players, $1.70 against the Waratahs, $2.15.
I reckon purely because these teams are just hurting and struggling where they are at the moment, I think home ground advantage is going to be the one. I have read all the bits and pieces of the old boys coming out saying, yeah, the hatred needs to come back into it. And these games are not so much lacking, but it's only a one-off this year, obviously, with the changed format as well. But last week, you know, at 17-0 up, boys, you could nearly have turned it off and said, yeah, okay, the Waratahs are going to win this game. But as we spoke about, these guys from the Kings had nothing to lose. They came out, and I don't know whether they played well or just in the back of it, the our boys just played incredibly poorly. I think it was the second. So they need to go up there and make a real stance. But I think the Reds, with Carmichael Hunt, come out saying he wants to win against these blokes.
Yeah.
I think they will ignite something on the weekend and get the win.
Now, Burkey, the Tars after that loss were heartbroken, obviously, and they had an honesty session. We spoke to Bernard Foley. Have you ever been part of an honesty session?
Do you know, I have. It was an honesty session a long, long time ago. Matt Williams was the coach.
Right.
And basically it was exactly that. We weren't travelling all that well. And it was basically, you know, rate the people on their performance in a line, basically drag them out. And basically it became a popularity contest. And no one wanted to rock the boat. So the forward stayed up the front and the back stayed down the back. And that's how it landed. And it's a tough one, those ones, Flash, because, yeah, you've been there when things are hard and there's you've got to try and work out a way to get out of the hole. And only sometimes a W beside your name does that. It doesn't matter how you play. You just got to grind something out. But, yeah, they are hurting at the moment when they've got to go to a truth session, if that's the word, yeah.
Yeah.
Will the coach survive? Champion bloke. But he's got to switch the players on somehow.
Was he in the truth session? I don't know. If he was, he could have been way down the back of the line. I don't know. Kibbo's a lovely guy. And I just don't know. From what they had previously with Michael Checker, and I had a chat with Gibbo not long ago, and he's great. He's courteous. He's polite. He's upfront. He gives you the he doesn't muck around at all. I think they may need that little bit of fire and brimstone, like a la Michael Checker. Mind you, it comes down to the players as well. The players, if they want to have a dig, they'll have a go. And at the moment, it just seems like they're not in it. If they're all in it, you have a go and you win well. If they're not in it, your minds are elsewhere. And I don't know whether the thing is, I don't know where their minds are, because they need to be playing a lot better than what they are to get selection in this Wallaby team as well. So they need to help out themselves and then help out the coach, because You're right, the coach is a good bloke, and they're the first ones to get the ejector seat. I did see the board has full support of their coach, which means obviously there's a loose cog in the chain. They're only going to be sacked straight away. That's the usual co when that happens. So I hope it doesn't come to that point, because he is a good lad, yeah.
All right, mate, let's run through these games. Highlanders, $1.17, 5.10 Stormers. Highlanders to win that?
Yes, mate, at home, too good, I think.
Yeah, Sunwolves will go down. They're $34 again. That'll be the Chiefs' victory. The Force, $3.50. Lions are away at $1.30.
I take the Lions on those guys. A lot of support over there in Western Australia as well. Even though the Force are starting to rally a little bit as well, I just think the Lions are too good at the moment.
Arguably the best team in the top, mate. Comp, the Crusaders are away to the Cheetahs. Cheetahs $5.70, Crusaders $1.14.
This is my little smoky. I'm chucking up Cheetahs. They can throw in a little curveball every now and then. Okay. And Crusaders have been running, having a great run. I mean, they're a fantastic team, well coached, exceptional players. I think they might just put the foot off the accelerator this week and just have a little rest. Where we are mid season, the rest of it. So there's my value for this week, I think, boys.
Oh, fantastic! $5.70. Kings $2.25. Rebels $1.65.
Well, yeah, I just don't know. I mean, that's the one. I'm going to taste the Rebels. It's obviously over there. Those boys are there already, so they're sort of acclimatised. I think those blokes from the Kings might be still hung over from the flight, blacking up their win last week. So I'm going to take the Rebels on that one there, just purely from Australian loyalty.
And, mate, you're tipping the Sharks at $2.85 up against the Jaguars, $1.42. You're tipping the upset there.
Yeah, I'm going to take an upset. I mean, I don't know if that's too much of a spread between those two teams at the moment. The Jaguars, yes, they're at home. Sharkies, I don't mind them. They seem to have something every now and then. I know it's the travel factor involved, but I reckon they could sneak something over in Jaguar land this weekend. So, yeah, that's my little second sort of little upset, if you call it that.
And you've got the Brumbies outsiders, $2.35 over the Blues, $1.60.
Yeah, Brumbies at home. The boys they would have been very frustrated in the last couple of weeks the way they've been playing. I think that at home, just to get that comfort factor, I think they'll be pretty good. Blues will be a tough competition, I think the Brumbies and the way Bernie will have them prepped for this week, Larkham that is, well, I think they'll be all right.
Well, we need some desperation from our Aussie franchises as far as the Super Rugby's concerned. Enjoy getting your man over there, Berkey, as a Canadian mountain.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Thanks, boys. Good talk soon.
There he goes.
Good on you, Berkey. Take care.